You are listening to the audio production of The Possibilities of Prayer by E.M. Bounds, published by One Audiobooks. This book is read by Tim H. Dixon. Chapter 1. The Ministry of Prayer. Prayer should be the breath of our breathing, the thought of our thinking, the soul of our feeling, and the life of our living, the sound of our hearing, the growth of our growing. Prayer in its magnitude is length without end, width without bounds, height without top, and depth without bottom. Illimitable in its breadth, exhaustless in height, fathomless in depths, and infinite in extension. Homer W. Hodge. The ministry of prayer has been the peculiar distinction of all of God's saints. This has been the secret of their power. The energy and the soul of their work has been the closet. The need of help outside of man being so great, man's natural inability to always judge kindly, justly, and truly, and to act the golden rule, so prayer is enjoined by Christ to enable man to act in all these things according to the divine will. By prayer, the ability is secured to feel the law of love, to speak according to the law of love, and to do everything in harmony with the law of love. God can help us. God is a Father. We need God's good things to help us to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. We need divine aid to act brotherly, wisely, and nobly, and to judge truly and charitably. God's help to do all these things in God's way is secured by prayer. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. In the marvelous output of Christian graces and duties, the result of giving ourselves wholly to God, recorded in the 12th chapter of Romans, we have the words, continuing instant in prayer, preceded by rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, followed by distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Paul thus writes as if these rich and rare graces and unselfish duties, so sweet, bright, generous, and unselfish, had for their center and source the ability to pray. This is the same word which is used of the prayer of the disciples, which ushered in Pentecost with all of its
sample complete. Ready to continue?